The next patient is Anna Anglero. The last name is A-N-G-L-E-R-O. First name A-N-N-A. Number one. This is the second visit for this 75-year-old Hispanic female that came to the office for evaluation of CKD stage 4. Part of the evaluation included a retroperitoneal ultrasound that was reported as follows. The right kidney is 8.5 centimeters with a cortex of 1.2 without evidence of hydronephrosis or calcification, and the left kidney measures 8.3 with a cortex of 0.9 without hydronephrosis. There was no evidence of calcification or obstruction. In the laboratory workup, the serum creatinine has been oscillating between 2 and 2.5. There is a significant change in the prescription, because the patient is taking the medications all at once, and we made a distribution of the medications in order to have a better coverage during the 24-hour period. And the new prescription is as follows. Metoprolol 50 milligrams PO every 12 hours. Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily in the morning. Clortalidone 25 milligrams PO in the morning. We are going to discontinue the use of hydralazine. Isoxazoline 10 milligrams in the morning and 10 milligrams in the afternoon. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams at 10 p.m. Anagrelide, A-N-A-G-R-E-L-I-D-E. Two tablets in the morning and one tablet in the evening. Hydroxyurea, 500 milligrams in the afternoon. Aspirin, 81 milligrams in the afternoon. We're going to stop the use of allopurinol, and we are going to give folic acid one tablet in the afternoon. The patient is advised to follow this prescription and to report to us the blood pressure medication period. I have to point out that the patient does not have any evidence of a proteinuria. The urine culture is positive for Klebsiella pneumonia, more than 100,000 colonies. However, the patient is completely asymptomatic. We are not going to treat this urinary tract infection. Number two, the patient is with a hemoglobin of 9.4 with a hematocrit of 28 that is most likely secondary to the chronic kidney disease stage 4. This patient is going to need the replacement of iron and the administration of ESA. Eventually, she has to be referred to the Florida Cancer Center for those purposes. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under fair control. We have the new schedule. Following number, coronary artery disease that is compensated. Following number, hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin, follow a number of hyperuricemia that for the time being we are going to observe because the patient is taking many medications and she is to have clarification of the administration of the medications in order to get a better control of the blood pressure, period. We think that the changes in the kidney function are associated to hemodynamic changes. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with the laboratory workup. We invested 20 minutes reviewing the labs and reviewing the medication list in the face-to-face 25 minutes and in the documentation 9 minutes.